Blog Talk Radio.
Talk radio for the mobility community. Talk radio for the mobility community.
Welcome to K-Move Radio, talk radio for the global mobility. Today is Thursday, March the 12th. I'm Lorraine Carasosa, here with my co-host, Clay Goodman.
K-Move Radio is sponsored by S&M Moving Systems, who has been moving quality beyond expectations since 1918. And Lorraine, today K-Move is really on the move. We are global today.
Literally, my goodness.
So, with you, and actually in Oregon with you, is Belinda, our international coordinator. Hi, Belinda.
Hi, everyone.
Hi. And here with me in Uruguay, we have from Brazil, Aline Capani. So we've been practicing that, Capani. And her band owns our partner in Brazil. When we have moves that involve Brazil, we use Gerson Gray exclusively. And she's going to talk to us today about moving to Brazil. And so we have lots of questions for her. So thank you for being on K-Move today.
Thank you for inviting me. I'm so happy to be here and be part of this show. I hope I can share a little bit about Brazil and how it's going on today.
So let me share a little history here. Aline and her husband, Felipe, did I pronounce that right?
Yes, that's right.
Good for me. Came to S&M Moving Systems, I think it was 3 years ago. And she spoke at one of the best luncheon speaker events that we've ever had. And she spoke about moving to Brazil. We had other speakers as well, including a Brazil guitar player.
It
was very informative, and our customers and still talk about how informative it was. So I thought it would be a good idea for us to check in again and see what's changed in Brazil and to give our listeners of K-Move Radio, Talk Radio for the Mobility Committee, an update on moving to Brazil. This is about, even though we're in Uruguay, which by the way means a river with beautiful birds. So this is, we're with the convention here. This is LACMA, it's called. It's Latin America and Central America and Caribbean Movers. And so Gerson and Gray and S&M Moving Systems belong to this association. It is movers who are in South America, Central America, and the Caribbean. And we have an association to keep, you know, the standards up for moves. And more importantly, to create relationships that allow us to get the kind of service that we need when we move our corporate people and our customers in and out of these countries. So we're thrilled to be part of LACMA. It's a great group. And our friend Walter Lafitte will be from Panama. He's the Canal Movers, who's been on a K-Move show in the past. He's going to become the president of LACMA during this convention. So we're excited for Walter.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and get started. And let's have a conversation with Aline. I think Belinda wanted to start with a question.
Aline, one of our questions about Brazil was, what are the temporary housing costs, and where does that kind of in relation to other countries or locally in Brazil, how does that translate?
Brazil is an expensive country, so it would be different with housing costs. It's very expensive. I would say to rent a nice apartment today in an international neighborhood, let's say where the expats want to stay, would go around $2,000 up to $10,000 per month.
Yeah. And there's a waiting list.
There's a waiting list. You don't even find the apartments you want that easy.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
It's not as expensive as Tokyo. We were in Tokyo in December. Tokyo can go from $15,000 to $30,000 a month, but it's very expensive. And we're talking Sao Paulo. That's where Aline lives in Sao Paulo, which is the big business city.
Great.
So I thought that was an important question for Belinda to ask right off the start, because people need to know if they can afford to move to Brazil before we tell them how to move to Brazil. And the other question I had about this same subject is the international schools. How expensive are they?
For schooling, we have the same problem. There's a big waiting line, and it's still very expensive. So school would go from the American school, 6,000 reais per month. That would be around $2,000 per month.
Per month. That's not per year. That's per month.
Yeah, that's per month. And you can't even put your kids there because there's no space available. So, and then a normal Brazilian school would go around $1,500 per month. That would be a cheap one.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So, whether public or private, it costs money to attend school.
Yes, and you pay for 12 months, Lorraine. So if you compare that to Archbishop Mitty or St. Francis Development in our area, it's much more expensive.
My goodness.
And Alini, you shared with me about what a company in France did to get around this.
Yeah, there's one company that actually found it was very difficult to find school for the kids of their employees, so they decided to open their own school. So they brought the teachers from France. They rented a place for the children, and they teach the kids near the company, their own school.
Yeah, they actually move in the teachers to teach their kids from the expats.
What a great idea!
Great idea, but it's expensive. But maybe not more expensive than paying for a whole school and waiting on a waiting list.
Right.
And they found out it's pretty good, so.
Lately, you know, I know you guys have been listening to the news, but for the West Coast, we've been having a lot of problems with the strikes here at the ports. Or has there been any port strikes there in Brazil lately or currently?
No strikes.
Yay.
It's a miracle. We did have Christmas Eve and then New Year's Eve. Christmas Eve and then New Year's Eve. And then we had Carnival, so that means that customs offices weren't working that much. We still have some backlogs, but no strikes going on. It's incredible.
That's great.
That's good. K-Move on the move, but do not move away from K-Move, because we're going to be right back with Alini from Brazil, and we're going to find out about customs clearances and what kind of paperwork needs to be notarized before you can start your move in Brazil.
Woo!
Hi, I'm Genesis, International Coordinator at S&M Moving Systems, and you are listening to K-Move Radio, haciendo la movilidad global una comunidad personal.
Okay, we're back from our break, and for those of you who could not understand the Spanish that was behind that commercial, it translates to, you are listening to K-Move Radio, making global mobility a personal community. And Genesis, our international coordinator, did do that spot for us. Okay, it's my turn to ask a question for Alini. For Brazil, do you have to get all the paperwork notarized?
Yes, that's a big problem in Brazil. That's something that always scares expats from the world. There's so many documents to get prepared, and they have to all be notarized in a public notary, in a cartório, we call it, in Brazil. So for imports, for example, the client has actually to arrive in Brazil, then prepare the documents, and then we can give the green light to send the shipment. So by the time we tell, okay, go ahead and send the shipment, it's been a month already. But yes, there's no way to send a shipment without having all the documents notarized in a
cartório. Yeah, it's kind of like China.
Yeah.
Wow.
The other question that I have, so when Sharon Tullio, who is a customer service person, she's going to be handling our rates for our international move, we did an employee exchange program with you. You came to visit us, and Sharon and I came to visit you in your office, and you and your father, Howard, took us around to see the customs and the port, and it was just phenomenal tour, and Sharon learned so much by actually seeing it firsthand. So one of the things that we wanted to ask you about is, has the custom clearance gotten any better? Have they reduced the time and the cost? Because when we were there, it was about 60 days to get through.
Yes, it did. For sea shipments, it is much better now.
Oh, good.
So we actually estimate around 10 working days.
Wow, much better.
Much better, much better. 10 to 15 working days, depending if you have holidays and all that, but that would be basically it. It's much better than it used to be. However, for air shipments, it's worse than ever.
Really?
So now, for an export, for example, to clear an export, an air shipment, we're taking around 20 to 25 working days. So the sea shipments are actually arriving before the air shipments are.
Wow, that's good for us to know.
Yeah.
That is.
Sometimes it's worse than an air shipment at this point.
Wow, good information. connection, right?
It is, yep.
You know, as we talk about temporary housing costs, they're so expensive, it's our job to get the furniture there quickly so they can get out of temporary housing and get their own housing.
And that's a mistake that always happens. You think, it should be, an air shipment should arrive earlier than the sea shipment, but it's not how it's working right now.
Mm-hmm.
Good to know. Thank you.
So, Eleni, another question that I had was, are the crews there in Brazil, are they unionized?
Yes, it's all about the union. We have a very strict law we have to follow, and if we don't, we're in big trouble. 13th salary payment, so at the end of the year, we have to pay an extra salary for all the employees. We have 30 days of vacation, and this has to be followed.
And the 30 days are for people that just start. They don't have to work X amount of
years. No. If you work for a year, you already have the right to have 30 days of vacation. After a year, you have to take 30 days off.
Wow.
Which is not bad, but but it's different.
And it makes it expensive to be a business
person. Oh, yeah. And we pay for the vacation also, a third over the payment, over the payroll. So. It's still expensive. And then if you work for 6 months and you leave for some reason, the government pays you for, I have to check the information, but I believe it's for an additional 6 months just for you to be at home while you don't find another job.
Wow.
So,
my goodness.
Unions are, yeah, well, it could be good. It could have both ways.
It's always two sides of a story.
Yeah.
just my own application, because it comes up a lot with our employees too now, because we have a lot of employees beginning families. Does Brazil have what's their policy for fathers and mothers taking time off from work?
After pregnancy?
It's their pregnancy, yeah.
Fathers really don't have a right. They have a week, and mothers have 4 months,
okay.
But you can extend it to 6 months. So it really depends on the company. Most of them are now starting to get to 6 months, but it used to be 4 months.
Okay, that's a shame.
Wow.
Good. Next question for you. This is back to when Sharon Trujillo and I were visiting you in Sao Paulo. You and your father, Howard, took us to the Port of Santos, where all the activity is, all the containers come in. And it took forever for us to get there. And when we got there, we could see just an amazing long line of trucks with containers waiting to get to the port. And I think you told me, Eleni, that sometimes the truck can sit there for 24 hours.
It can.
Wow.
It can, and that hasn't improved. We still have bad access to the port, not that many terminals, so basically there are two big ones, and we have to deal with that. Just go early, wait, and hope to be able to get the containers or unload the containers on time.
Wow. And you're paying the driver a union wage to do this.
Oh, yeah, they're all in our favor.
So you can see why it gets expensive.
It does.
Yeah.
Right. Now, was that video, Clay, that you took of you and Sharon sitting in that? Okay, I remember that.
The only country that I've been to where I've seen it equal to that was India.
That's right.
Or India, Chennai. So it's a good thing for us on our side to see, because then we can better explain to the people who are moving why things take a while. And to manage expectations to our customers.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Let's take this moment to take a 30-second break, but don't go away. We'll be right back.
Movilidad Mundial, Globo Mobility, Movilidad Mundial. Movilidad Mundial, Globo Mobility, Movilidad Mundial. Que mueve, que mueve, que move. Que mueve, que mueve, que move.
Richard Lopez of Dell Computer. That's our Richard Lopez, is one of the most creative people that we know. He's phenomenally talented, Richard Lopez, and that's his salsa band. And they wrote that song for us, that's Que Mueve, and Richard is in charge of our Austin station, which is our Spanish affiliate station in Austin, Texas. So we are Que Move on the Move. And we love that jingle. That's a great jingle. So another shout out to Richard Lopez. Thanks again, Richard.
I had just another question for you, Eleni. So has the hard copy paperwork advanced to soft copy? Is that migrated 100%, only half the time? What's your take on it?
No, we're way back. We're still in the hard copies. They promise it'll get better, but we haven't seen such improvements yet.
So one of the things, when Sharon and I were there for our employee exchange program with you, your father, Howard, told us that he was very proud that he had a humidity machine that they put in homes.
Right.
Could you explain that to the cable investors?
We call them dehumidifiers. We're not sure the word is correct, but that's how we call it. They're little machines that take humidity off the furniture. Brazil's very humid, so we believe that takes a lot of the humidity issues with damages in the furniture, etc. So we turn it on 3 or 4 days before packing, leave it working through these days, and it has a little drawer. It will fill up with water. The client just has, when it fills up, it stops by itself. So the client takes the water away, puts the drawer back, and leave it working. And besides that, we also put silica gel in every box. That's also to avoid humidity issues. So I put them in the boxes and in the container. We throw them in the container. It makes the finished life better in the container, and it also avoids humidity.
Great.
Yes. Okay, we have another question.
Alini, in your experience, which are the top 3 cities in Brazil that produce the most moves?
Top 2, that's for sure, São Paulo and Rio. And then we have, depending on the account, we have focuses on other cities. But Brasília is still there because of all the diplomats, all the embassies. And then you have Curitiba in the south and Porto Alegre even further. We've been seeing a lot of moves going through Manaus. So it's really being spread, not how it used to be years ago, which was really focused on São Paulo and Rio. Now we can have moves all over.
For our listeners, I want to explain about Brasília, because when Sharon and I were in Brazil, I didn't really understand that the capital of Brazil was Brasília. And it's an amazing story. They actually, the government people were in São Paulo and other cities, and they actually built from scratch this city.
It used to be in Rio, the government, and they built a city for the government.
They actually created a city called Brasília just for the government.
Oh, wow.
Right? Yeah. Amazing, huh?
Yes. So can we have our own city built then?
Yeah, I was thinking about that, yeah. After they're building the city someplace.
Yeah, sure.
So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to have Alini say in Portuguese for us, because that is the language of Brazil. It's the only country in South America that speaks Portuguese. And in Portuguese, you're listening to Cable Radio.
Você está ligado a Cable Radio. Cable Radio, volta já!
Awesome!
Estamos de volta com a Cable Radio. A programação continua. Segura aí, pessoal!
So for those of us that don't speak Portuguese, what did you just say?
We're back at Cable Radio. We're back on the show. Hang on to us.
There you go.
And going along with the Portuguese talking right now, I heard that if they speak Spanish, they can speak Portuguese and vice versa. Or is it more, can they understand each other?
False. No, you can't. I mean, Spanish and Portuguese are similar. I always hear people saying that if I speak Portuguese, they don't understand a word, people that speak Spanish. I do understand a little bit of Spanish if they speak really slow, and depending from where the Spanish is, because there are a couple of countries that have a very difficult Spanish. But they're difficult, different languages, nothing to do. I mean, you have to study Portuguese to go to Brazil, that's for sure. Don't study Spanish and go to Brazil, because you're not going to be able to communicate.
That's good to know. So, Clay, I'm going to go to Brazil and spend some time with Alini so she can teach me Portuguese. I can't wait. Okay, Clay, I think you have maybe, we just have one more question then for Alini.
This is our last question for Alini here. And then we have to get back to the hard, hard work of being in Uruguay next to the ocean at our convention.
I'm going to disconnect you here in a second, Clay.
We have to hurry off to the cocktail party.
Oh, you're rubbing it in. Ugh.
Oh, you guys probably have your bathing suits on right now.
Oh, yeah.
Not yet. So the final question, just for all of us, if we were moving to Brazil, what do you think would be the things that we should be aware of the most?
Most challenging, I would say, first of all, language, because I think that people expect to go to a country that people speak English at least a little bit, and unfortunately, Brazil has a very small part of it that actually speaks English. That's difficult for you to go to a country that you can't communicate. And second, the bureaucracy. I mean, everything takes a little bit longer than what other countries, what do you expect for other countries, and has to have more paperwork, more work to get visas and the ID cards. Everything takes a lot, so that can be quite challenging.
Yeah. But on the plus side, the people are so friendly and so much fun. Brazilians love to have fun.
We do.
Yeah.
We do. That is a good part.
And probably the best dancers on the planet, too.
The best dancers?
Yes, in Brazil. I've seen you dance and other people dance.
Oh, the dancers. I was thinking the best dancers.
No, the dancers.
Oh, okay. Well, that's just me. I love to dance, so yeah, we're the best dancers.
We want to thank Eleni, and Belinda for joining us today on K-Move Radio. It's been a fun show, really informative. And I'm afraid I'm going to lose Lorraine, though, to moving to Brazil, but we'll have to talk about that later. Oh, and we also like to thank our Spanish-speaking international coordinator, right, Lorraine?
Yes.
She was the voice behind the commercial break, and we can't forget the amazing K-Move jingle that Richard Lopez of Dell created and sang for us with his salsa band.
We just want to remind our K-Move listeners that you can catch this show and all our archive shows on kmove.biz. And don't forget to like us on our Facebook page just by searching K-Move Radio.
Thank you to our K-Move listeners from Uruguay. Thank you for listening to us, and God bless you.
Mobilidad mundial. Global mobility. Mobilidad mundial. Movilidad mundial, que mueve,
K-Move.